Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is brachos daf Yud Aleph. We left off yesterday, daf Yud Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, all the way on the bottom of the Amud. Today, she is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for his continued sponsorship. Today, we are going to hit two Mishnayos and focus on a couple of topics. The first Mishnah is going to teach us about the posture of a person when the person recites Kriya Shema, when a person recites Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, when a person recites Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, famous machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, regarding whether one actually has to be lying down at night and standing up in the morning, or whether a person can assume whatever regular posture he wants to assume and nevertheless be Yosei. We are then going to, that is going to lead us into a discussion, depending on how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel darshan the psukim, around b'shachbecha v'kumecha nevalechtecha baderech, as to whether an osek b'mitzvah is pater me kriya shema or pater min a mitzvah generally, and whether a chasson and why a chasson and a certain type of chasson is going to be pater from kriya shema. We're then going to talk about if somebody paskin like Beis Shammai and actually changed their posture in order to read kriya shema, in order to lie down at night, is that okay or is that not okay? So we'll see a discussion about that in the Gemara. The Mishnah on Yud Aleph, towards the bottom, is going to talk about then the Birchos Kriya Shema. We're going to talk about the Birchos Kriya Shema in the morning. We're going to talk about the Birchos Kriya Shema in the evening at Maariv. And we're going to then launch into a discussion about Birchas HaTorah. And we're going to talk about Birchas HaTorah because obviously the bracha immediately preceding Kriya Shema, Ava Rabba or Ava Zolam, depending on what your nusach is, we'll see a machlokas about this in the Gemara, is about Talmud Torah. So we'll see whether one can be Yotze, the chiyuv of saying Birchas HaTorah by saying the Birchas of Kriya Shema. And that discussion is going to, we're going to see what the Birchas HaTorah is. That discussion is going to take us all the way until the end of the daf, God willing. So we left off again, Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah, all the way down at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Be'erev kol adam yate v'yikre. And at night, a person has to lie on his side and read Kriya Shema. Uvavoker yamod. And in the morning, when a person reads Kriya Shema, he has to stand and say Kriya Shema. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Beis Shammai just darshens uveshachbecha uvekumecha. That at night you have to say Kriya Shema when you're lying, when you're in the posture of Shechiva. And during the day, you have to say Kriya Shema when you're in the posture of standing, when you're in the posture of Kima. Beis Hillel omrim kol adam kari kedarko. Beis Hillel says no, a person can read kedarko, and Rashi teaches up kedarko means o bekima, o beshchiva, o beyeshiva, o mahalach. You could be standing, you could be sitting, you could be leaning, you could be walking. It doesn't matter. You could say Kriya Shema in whatever posture you happen to find yourself in at this man. Shenemar, what's Beis Hillel's drasha? What's his source? Uvelechtecha baderech, because the pasuk also says uvelechtecha baderech, which implies that no specific posture is needed for Kriya Shema, says the Mishnah, Kain Lama Nemar v'shachbacha v'kamecha. But if the case is that a person is Yotze Kriya Shema when he reads in any posture, because it says uvelechtecha baderech, so why in the pasuk does it also say uveshachbecha v'kamecha, if not to teach us the posture of somebody when he's reading Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah, because Beis Hillel will explain those words as follows: b'shav shebnei adam shochvin uveshav shebnei adam omdim. It's not teaching us how a person is supposed to behave when he says Kriya Shema. B'shachbecha v'kamecha is teaching us when a person is supposed to say Kriya Shema. But how is a person supposed to position himself when he says Kriya Shema? That's kedarko, that's uvelechtecha baderech, however he may find himself at that time. Amar Rav Tarfon, so the Mishnah concludes with a maisa. It says Rav Tarfon, ani yisi ba baderech, I was on the road, v'itesi likros kedivre Beis Shammai, and it came time for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, so I stopped my journey, and I started to lean over on my side in order to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, like Beis Shammai, v'sakanti ba'atzmi m'bnei alistim, and I put myself in a position where I was in danger because of the bandits, because I was now prone instead of walking around and upright and alert. I was prone, and therefore I was in danger. Amar lo, and the Chachamim said to Rabbi Tarfon, you thought you were such a Chacham for doing this, like Beis Shammai, kedaya yiselacha batzmecha, it would have been coming to you had you actually been harmed, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you violated the words of Beis Hillel, whereas Beis Hillel said that you could have said Kriya Shema no matter what your posture, you decided that you were going to, quote, be machmir like Beis Shammai and lean over a Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, so you had it coming to you that you were almost put in danger. Okay, turning to Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, at the top, says the Gemara, Zabishlama Beis Hillel Kamafarshi Tamai V'Tamai De Beis Shammai. I understand that Beis Hillel explains his rationale and the rationale for Beis Shammai. In other words, Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, he says, rather, Beis Shammai touches up as the posture, as describing the posture of somebody when they are reciting Kriya Shema. But I hold that B'shachbav Kumecha teaches us when a person is supposed to say Kriya Shema, and Uvelechtecha Baderech teaches me the posture when a person is saying Kriya Shema. Ela Beis Shammai, my time alone, or Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai, why don't they hold like Beis Hillel? In other words, the Gemara's question is, Beis Shammai, what do they do with the pasuk that says Uvelechtecha Baderech? Because it obviously says that in the pasuk, and Beis Hillel learns out that you're allowed to assume any posture you want. But what does Beis Shammai do with that? So I'm going to look at Beis Shammai, because it says Beis Shammai, imkain, that if the purpose of B'shachvacha v'kamecha was to teach me only the time that a person says Kriya Shema and not the posture that a person should be in when he says Kriya Shema, name a krab, boker v'erev. Then it could have said, you know what the normal way of saying that you have to say Kriya Shema twice a day in the morning and the night is? Baboker uve erev. My b'shachbecha uve kumecha. So what does it mean that, so what does it mean b'shachbecha uve kumecha? So b'shach shchiva, shchiva mamish, u'b'shach kima, kima mamish. So it says Beis Shammai, when it says b'shachbecha uve kumecha, it means he learns that, in other words, both halachas from that pasuk. B'shachbecha teaches us that you have to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis at the Shas Shchiva. But it also teaches me that I have to say Kriya Shema while I'm lying down. Uvkamecha teaches me that I say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris B'shas Kima. But it also tells me that I have to say Kriya Shema standing up. But says the Gemara, okay, good. So Beis Shammai could touch up the words B'shachbecha uvkamecha. But what does he do with the pasuk of Uvelechtecha Baderech? Beis Shammai, hi, Uvelechtecha Baderech, my Avid Lehu. What does he do with the pasuk of Uvelechtecha Baderech? What if not like Beis Hillel learns to teach me that a person can say Kriya Shema no matter what posture he is in? Says the Gemara, umibaylu lichetetanya. He learns it to teach me the following halacha. B'shiftecha b'beisecha. It says that I have to say Kriya Shema b'shiftecha b'beisecha when you're sitting in your house. Prat laosek b'mitzvah. That it comes to exclude somebody who's an osek, it comes to exclude somebody who's an osek b'mitzvah. The Gemara is going to explain how this is mashma from that word. Uvelechtecha baderech, and when it says uvelechtecha baderech, not like Beis Hillel says that it comes to teach me that a person could say Kriya Shema no matter what posture he's in, but uvelechtecha baderech means prat lechasan. It comes to exclude a chasan, that a chasan is not chayiv in Kriya Shema, that only somebody who is going on the way, in other words, only somebody who is going about his ordinary day-to-day life is chayiv in Kriya Shema, but a chassan is not going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. Rashi is bothered, isn't a chassan simply an example of somebody who's osek b'mitzvah? Because if a chassan is getting married, the mitzvah that he's doing is he's preparing himself to be osek in Piriya Verivya, and therefore, isn't a chassan merely an example of somebody who is osek b'mitzvah? So says Rashi, no, because osek b'mitzvah means that you're being osek b'meleches mitzvah, that you're actually doing a mitzvah at the time that the Zman Kriya Shema comes. So b'shiftecha b'beisecha is teaching me prat lo osek b'mitzvah. A guy who's physically engaged in a mitzvah at the time of Kriya Shema isn't chayav to say Kriya Shema. The inyan of chassan, it's true, he is preparing himself to do a mitzvah, but the p'tur doesn't result on account of the fact that he's actually physically engaged in a mitzvah. It's more a mental mindset. It's an emotional mindset because he's going to be thinking about getting married. That's why he has no more excess mental capacity to think about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's why he's potter from Kriya Shema. It says Rashi, that's why we can't learn out chassan from a regular osek b'mitzvah, because the crux of the p'tur is different. It's not a physical engagement in the mitzvah, rather it's the mental preoccupation that that renders the chasan potter from kriyashma. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Mikan Amru, Hakone says, Absula potter. If a person is getting married to a basula, then he's going to be potter from kriyashma. Why? Because mentally, he's not available. He's worried about the basulam. He's worried about whether his wife is really a basula and such. Vesalmana chayev. But if a person's going to be konis an almana, if a person is going to be marrying an almana, where he's not worried about the basulam because he knows that she's not a basula, then he's going to be chayiv in kriyashma because he's not experiencing that same level of tirda. But says the Gemara, my mashma, how do we know all this stuff? That a person who is oseik b'mitzvah is going to be putter from kriyashma, because Amar Rav Papa says, Rav Papa ki derech, because it says, in other words, the person who's chayiv in kriyashma is like a guy who's going on the road. Ma derech rishus, af kol rishus. That since the derech is a rishus, so too, a person who's engaged in any optional thing, in any dvar rishus, he's chayiv in kriyashma. But if a person's engaged in a mitzvah, he's going to be potter from kriyashma. So milo askina de ka'azu ledvar mitzvah vavilo hachi amar kra likri. But how do you know that uvelechtcha baderech is teaching me that the guy is going on the way in order to perform a dvar rishus? Maybe uvelechtcha baderech means that the guy is going on his way to perform a dvar mitzvah, but nevertheless, the pasuk tells me that when you're on your way to perform the dvar mitzvah, but you're not actually engaged in performing the mitzvah, then you're talking to me, going to be chayiv to say kriyashma. So says the Gemara, im kein lichtov rachmana b'sheves uvaleches. Because if that were the case, then the pasuk could have told me b'sheves uvaleches. My b'shichtecha uvalechtecha, b'sheves didcha uvaleches didcha hu demechayivet. Ha demitzvah p'tiras, that it's only when you're engaged in any optional activity that's for your benefit that you're going to be chayiv kriyashma. When you're engaged in a melecha shamayim, when you're engaged in a mitzvah, then you're going to be potter from saying kriyashma. Says the Gemara, well, ihachi, if that's the case, then afilu konei salmana nami. Then if any time a person is performing a mitzvah, then he's going to be potter from kriyashma. So says the Gemara, we made a very odd distinction three lines back. We said that if a person is preparing to marry a basula, he is going to be potter from kriyashma. But if a person is preparing to marry an almana, then he's going to be chayiv in kriyashma. But if the whole reason that a guy is getting married is potter from kriyashma is because he's oseik b'mitzvah, and let's assume the mitzvah is the mitzvah of pru urvu, so the guy who's marrying a woman, whether the woman is a basula, whether the woman is an almana, he's preparing to perform a mitzvah. Why would he be chayiv in kriyashma? So this comes back to what Rashi told us earlier. So Rashi spoiled the answer for the Gemara for us already, because we saw that the p'tur of chasan isn't an oseik b'mitzvah per se. It's an inyan of tirda. It's an inyan of mental preoccupation. So iachi afilu konis asalmana nami, says the Gemara, haitarid vahailo tarid. Nah, because the guy who's being konis, the basula, he's preoccupied. He's worried whether the girl's really a basula. The guy who's konis an almana, he's not preoccupied to the same extent because he doesn't have to worry about whether his future wife is actually a basula. So says the Gemara, but if it has to do with mental preoccupation and an ability to focus, so why only a chasan? So imishum tirda, afilu tavas vinosa b'yam nami. Let's say the guy has a bunch of stocks and the stock market is going down, or if the guy has he has produce on a boat and the boat is traveling in the sea and the boat is sinking, so this guy is worried about his boat that's carrying all of his merchandise and now he's not going to be able to sell it, and he's gonna have to make up the money somehow, so he's obviously not focused either, so why is he chayiv in kriyashma? And if you want to say, you know what, in a chanami, maybe any time a person can't focus properly, he's going to be potter from saying kriyashma. Alama, however, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Avel chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos ha-muris b'Torah. An Avel is chayev in all of the mitzvos in the Torah, chutz min ha-tefillin, except for the mitzvah of tefillin. This is only on the first day. Sharei nemar b'hem, because it says by tefillin, pe'er. It says the word glory by tefillin. Shenemar pe'ercha chavosh alecha. Because it says by Yecheskel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yecheskel to wear his tefillin, in other words, to apply his tefillin to himself, even though he was an Avel, but it was only Yecheskel who was told to put tefillin on himself. However, a regular Avel is not supposed to put tefillin on himself. Why? Because tefillin is called glory, and one thing that we know about an Avel is that you put ashes on the Avel because he's in mourning, and therefore instead of pe'er, instead of glory, you have ashes on the forehead of an Avel. So we see, but what the point is over here, that generally speaking, an Avel is going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs, except for the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the top Tosfos over here, shenemar b'em pe'er, perish Rashi, v'avel ma'olel ba'afar karno, and an Avel is wallowing in the afar karno, and the dirt of his avelus, ve'ein noel lasos pe'er tachas efer. And because he has the efer on his forehead, it's not appropriate to put the tefillin in the makom where the efer is. Says Tosfos, vim tomar, v'lamali aitaima, tepekle medamar li yecheskel percha chavosh alecha, mechlal de l'kuli alma aser. Why does Rashi need this whole idea, this concept that tefillin is glory and the avel has efer, and you're not supposed to put glory where the efer is? Yecheskel got a commandment, you, even though you're an Avel, you have to wear tefillin, which is mashma that everybody else doesn't have to wear tefillin when they're an Avel, which is mashma that everybody else shouldn't wear tefillin when they're an Avel, says Tosfos rather, v'tiritz asar mekusi, the tzorech taima shel Rashi, we need the reason of Rashi, ke'echad lo ne'lav shar mitzvos mitzvillin mekal v'chomer, in order so that we shouldn't learn that an Avel is potter in other mitzvahs, kal v'chomer from tefillin. So the reason of Rashi teaches us that the reason that the Avel doesn't put on tefillin is specific to tefillin, but it's not a general absolution from mitzvahs. Inami, tzorech time at the Rashi, l'chayva b'tefillin l'achra yom rishon. Says Tosfos, or maybe the reason that Rashi's pe'er tachas efer is necessary is to teach me that the p'tur of tefillin by Avel extends only to the first day of Avelis. So lo shayach ma'ola b'afar karno elo b'yom rishon dafka. Because the whole concept of having dirt or dust, the ashes on your forehead, is only shayach on the first day. And therefore, it's only on the first day where you're not supposed to wear tefillin. But the other days of Avelis, you are supposed to wear tefillin. Anyway, back in the Gemara, the reason that we brought this down is because we had said, why doesn't the Chassan have to say Kriya Shema? Because he's torahed, because he's preoccupied. If the reason he doesn't say it is because he's preoccupied, then even a guy whose wealth is threatened because his ship with all his produce and all his merchandise on it is sinking, he should also be potter. We said, Enechanami, maybe he is potter. We said, no, the Avel, who obviously is emotionally and mentally preoccupied because he's thinking about his Avelas, he's chayiv in Kriya Shema. The only mitzvah that he's potter in is tefillin. Says the Gemara, the distinction is like this. Hasam tarit tirdu the mitzvah, acha tarit tirdu the rishos. Because, yes, a person who's mentally preoccupied is potter from Kriya Shema, but only if the tirda is a tirdur shel mitzvah. Only if he's thinking about the performance of the mitzvah. If a person is thinking about the davar rishos, then he's going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. Beis Shammai says, what does he learn from this pasuk of b'shifticha b'beisecho v'lechticha b'aderech? Say he learns prat l'shluchei mitzvah, comes to exclude shluchei mitzvah who are going to do a mitzvah but aren't actually doing it yet. That Beis Hillel told us that an osek b'mitzvah is potter from Kriya Shema. Beis Shammai learns out that even a shluchei mitzvah, even a guy who's going to perform a mitzvah, even though he's not physically performing the mitzvah yet, he is going to be potter in Kriya Shema as well. And the Beis Hillel Amri, Memela Shmamina, Dafila Baderech, Nami Kari. And Beis Hillel says, no, Memela, I know that a guy who's going to perform a mitzvah is going to be putter from Kriya Shema. Because, what did we say? It's only Balechas Tedcha, Baderech Tedcha. It's only when you're doing a Dvar Rishus that you're going to be Chayav in Kriya Shema. But when you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, we already said that you're going to be putter from Kriya Shema. So there is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran in the Inyan of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, where Tosfos says that if it's possible to be Mekayim both mitzvos, then you do have to be Mekayim both mitzvos. So let's say you're in the middle of doing one mitzvah and the ability to perform a second mitzvah comes to you. Do you have to try to perform both? Or can you say, I don't have to perform the second one because I'm being Osek in the first one anyway? Tosfos says you don't have to try to perform the second one. However, the Ran and the Agos Ashri say that the Osek B'mitzvah is potter only when you're mamish doing the mitzvah physically, and therefore, and not, let's say, for example, when you're fulfilling a passive mitzvah. So how do they know that? They know that because if really osik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, then all of us should be potter for mitzvahs all day long because we're all wearing tzitzis and we all have mezuzahs on our door. So I could say I'm not achayv in the mitzvahs because I'm osik b'mitzvah. I'm wearing my tzitzis. So I don't have to do any other mitzvahs. So the Ran says it's obvious. Therefore, that it's only when you're physically doing the mitzvah, then you're going to be potter from the mitzvah. But when you're passively performing the mitzvah, then you are going to be chayav in the other mitzvah. So according to Rashi and the Ran, it turns out that if you're actually physically doing a mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah, even though it might be possible to do both of them because you're actually physically engaged in the mitzvah. A general machlokas, Tosfos and the Ran, as to the inyan of the ptur of Osek B'mitzvah. There's also a din as to whether if Osek B'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah, let's say you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so you have a ptur from doing a second mitzvah, but you decide, you know what, I want to do the second mitzvah anyway. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to stop doing the first mitzvah in order to perform the second mitzvah? That could be totally on the machlokas. If it's possible to do both, do I have to put myself in a position where I can do both? Or am I supposed to say, I'm doing one mitzvah, let me not try to engage in another mitzvah, because let me just finish the mitzvah that I'm doing now. Okay, says the Gemara, now Vayter at the two dots. Now we're going to segue a little bit into a different discussion. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Hillel Omrim, Omdim V'Korin, Yoshvim V'Korin, Amatim V'Korin, Holchim Aderech V'Korin. You could say Kriya Shema in any posture that you want. Osim b'malachta b'korin, and also you could do your malacha and you could read Kriya Shema as well. U'maisa Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shami su b'makom echad. There was a maisa with these rabbis. Vayi Rabbi Shmuel motev Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah zakov. Rabbi Shmuel happened to have been leaning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah happened to have been standing. He was upright. Kivan sheyagiyah zman Kriya Shema. When the zman Kriya Shema came, hita Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar leaned over, like Beis Shammai, which Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So Rabbi Elazar assumed the posture of lying down, of leaning. V'zakov Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel stood up. Samar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo Rabbi Shmuel. So said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel achi, Yishmuel my brother. Em shalach amashal l'mad aver dome. Let me tell you what this is like. Mashal le'echad sha'omrim lo zekenecha megudol. It's like a person who has a nice thick beard and he's complimented on his beard. Amar la'em yikenegad amashchisen. And he said, oh, let the beard go to the destroyers, meaning you complimented me on my beard. And then he tells the barber immediately, shave off my entire beard. In other words, afkanata, and the nimshal is like this, perhaps not the type of mashal that we would think of, but this is a Talmudic mashal. So afkanata, kolzman shani zakov, so long as I was upright, atamote, Rabbi Shmuel, you were leaning. Akshav kshani itesi, now that I leaned in order to say Kriya Shema, ata zakafta, you're standing up, it's like I'm complimenting you by assuming your posture, and you're rejecting my compliment by all of a sudden doing the opposite. Samar lo, so said Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ani asisi gedivre beis Hillel, v'ata asisa gedivre beis Shammai. What do you mean? I'm not offending you. You did like Beis Shammai because it came time for Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. You were therefore leaning over because you hold like Beis Shammai that you have to assume the posture of Shechiva at night. And I'm holding like Beis Hillel. Lo od el Hashemah yiru atalmidim mikvah alach ledoros. I was afraid maybe the Talmidim are going to be watching. They're going to see what we're doing. They're going to see that we were leaning over. And they're going to think that the halacha is actually like Beis Shammai. They're going to be kaveh ad halacha like Beis Shammai for all time. So my velo ode. So why did he say velo? Not only that, but the Talmidim are going to be kavei ad halacha. V'chitim v'beis Hillel nami yislu matin. And if you, because if you want to say, why did he get it? Why did Rabbi Shmuel get upright? Because Beis Hillel told us just before that a person could say Kriya Shema in whatever posture he's in, including leaning over. So if according to Beis Hillel, you could say Kriya Shema when you're leaning over or you're lying down, why did Rabbi Shmuel dafka get up? So says the Gemara, Hani mili demata va'asa meikara. No, that's only when you happen to have already been in a leaning position. Avalacha kivan dad ashtavis zakuf ashtamote. But now, Because until now, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you were standing straight, and it was only to say Kriya Shema that you leaned over. Amri Shema Minok Veshamai Svirulu. They would think that you paskin like Beis Shammai, and therefore Dafka, you went into a position of leaning. Shema Yiru Talmidim Yikva Alach L'Doros. And that's why I'm afraid that maybe the Talmidim will see, and they'll be Kavei Adalachos like Beis Shammai. And therefore, in order to counteract the inference that the Talmidim could have drawn from your behavior, that's why even though I was leaning, I dafka got up to show that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, it's like Beis Hillel. Tana Rabbi Yecheskel, says Rabbi Yecheskel, also k'divrei Beis Shammai asa, k'divrei Beis Hillel asa, that if you do like Beis Shammai, it's fine. If you do like Beis Hillel, it's fine. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, asa k'divrei Beis Shammai l'asa v'lo klum. No, if you did like Beis Shammai, you didn't do anything. T'tnan misha yerosha v'ruba b'sukkah, because we learn in Masechta Sukkah, famous machlokes. Misha Yerosha Veruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchan Betoch Beiso. If a person's head and most of his body is inside the Sukkah, but the Shulchan is inside his house, Beis Shammai Poslim. Beis Shammai says it's Poslim because the person's going to be Nimshach Achar Shulchano. Beis Hillel Machshirun, and Beis Hillel says that it's Kosher. So Amar Lem Beis Hillel LeBeis Shammai. I said Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, how could you say that the Shulchan Sharosha, that the Rosha Veruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchan Betoch Beiso is Poslim Beis Shammai? Wasn't there a Maisa? Maisa Shulchu Zikne Beis Shammai V'Zikne Beis Hillel Levaker Es Rav Yochanan Ben Acharanis. There was a Maisa where the rabbis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel went to visit to be Mavakar Chola to Rav Yochanan, and they found that he was sitting with Rosh Avaruba on the Sukkah on the Shulchan in his house. And Beis Shammai didn't say anything to Rav Yochanan, even though they held that Rosh Avaruba Vesukkah Vashachana Batoch Beso is Pasul. So obviously, therefore, if they didn't hold Lo Asa Velo Klum, so Amr Lahem, so he said to them, that's not a Raya, Misham Raya, Afheim Amr Lo, they did say to him, Imkena Yisa Noeg, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If you were being Noeg like this, then you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah at all. And similarly, just like Beis Shammai held that the halacha is like them, and therefore if you do like Beis Hillel, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, so too Beis Hillel would say that halacha is like us, and if you did like Beis Shammai, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. Rav Nachman Mar Yitzchak Amar also k'divrei Beis Shammai chayav misa. Not only that, but very harsh. If a person does like Beis Shammai, he's chayav misa, d'tnan. Amar Rav Tarfon, because this is the maisa at the end of our Mishnah. Aniya Yisi Baba Derech. I was going on the way, v'itesi likros k'divrei Beis Shammai, and I leaned over. I assumed the posture of leaning in order to hold like Beis Shammai when reading Griyash Mashal Arvis, v'sikanti ba'asmi b'mnei alistim, and I put myself in a dangerous position because of the listim. Amrlo, and they said, kedai isa lacho ba'atzmecha shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel, that it was kedai, that you would have been harmed, that you possibly could have been killed because you left Beis Hillel and you were paskening like Beis Shammai. So from here we see that not only is the halacha like Beis Hillel, and if you did like Beis Shammai, it's invalid, you are not yotze. Even worse, if you did like Beis Shammai, you're actually chayav misa. Basically, you're getting what you deserve if you're going to be chayav misa. There's generally a machlokas when we say that if you did like Beis Shammai, lo asa v'lo klum. So, for example, the maisa of sukkah, where they have a machlokas, Rosh Avruba B'Sukkah V'Shachana B'Toch Beiso, where Beis Shammai says that that's pasul, whether he means pasul that you're not yotze the mitzvah on a drabbana level, but midaraisa, you are yotze the mitzvah, or if what Beis Shammai means is that according to them, they hold that you're not even yotze the mitzvah of sukkah on a doraisa level. We'll leave that for Masechta Sukkah. Says the next Mishnah. Now we're talking about the Birchas Kriya Shema. In the morning, you have two brachas preceding Kriya Shema, one bracha after Kriya Shema. And so a total of three brachas in the morning. And at night, at Mariv, you have two brachas before Kriya Shema, two brachas after Kriya Shema, for a total of seven brachos. Rashi explains that in the Gemara Yerushalmi, it says that the seven brachos are from the Pasuk in Tilim Kuf Yotes, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. So there were seven times that we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these seven times are three Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning, four Birchas Kriya Shema in the evening. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, Achas Arucha, one is long, V'Achas Kitzara, and one is short. Rashi explains which one is long, which one is short. So Rashi fills in, we're talking about the Birchas Kriya Shema at night, after Kriya Shema. So one is long, Emes V'Emuna, and one is short, Hashkivenu. The Mefarshim say, "Ay, Hashkivenu is sort of a mid-sized bracha." Yeah, but relative to Emes V'Emuna, it's shorter than Emes V'Emuna. That's why we call it short. Welcome, Sharmu Laharich, Eina Rashay LeKatzer. So, general principles: whenever the Chachamim have a matbeah shetivu Chachamim to be marich in a bracha, it's not kedai to be mekatzer. LeKatzer in Rashay LeHarich. When we're supposed to have a short bracha, it's not kedai to be marich, to lengthen the bracha. Lachtom in Rashay Shelo Lachtom. When the Nusach HaBracha is to be Chosem with a Baruch, it's not Rashai to change that to not be Chosem with a Baruch. Shalom Lachtom, when the Nusach is to not be Chosem with a Baruch, like by Birchas HaPeros or Birchas HaMitzvahs, then Eina Rashai Lachtom. In other words, whatever the Chachamim said the Bracha is, you should say, don't make any changes. Says the Gemara, Mai Mavarech, what are these Brachas? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Oshia, turning over to Yud Aleph, Amar Beis, Yotzer Ar Uvare Choshech. It says, Yotzer Ar Uvare Choshech, and says the Gemara, Lema Yosear Uvare Noga. Why did we say Yosear Uvare Choshech? Why don't we say that he created light and created Noga, twilight? Kedichsiv Karminan. Why? Because we're using the language. We're using the language in the pasuk, and it says in the pasuk, Yotze or uvare choshech, osa shalom uvare ra. And that's why we're saying Yotze or uvare choshech, because we're being faithful to the pasuk. But says the Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? Elameata osa shalom uvare ra. Mi kamrinan, do we say in the bracha, osa shalom uvare ra? We say no. Osa shalom uvare sakol. We don't say uvare ra. So, kedichsiv, elaksiv ra, vikrinan akol, lishnama alya. So it says in the pasuk Ra, but we don't say Yavore Ra. We say Yavore Esakol because that's a Lishna Ma'alya. Hachanami Lemenoga Lishna Ma'alya. So also, why do we say Yotzer or Yavore Choshech, which is darkness, is a somber Lashon? Why don't we say Noga Twilight, which is a Lishna Me'alya? Elamarava Kadei Lasker Midas Yom Balayla Midas Laila Biyom. Now the reason that we do this is because by purposely saying Yotzer or Uvore Choshech in the Birchas Kriyash Mashal Shachris is because there's an inyan of mentioning the day during the night and the night during the day. So by saying Yotzer or Uvore Choshech, it's a kiyum in mentioning the night even during the brachos of the day. Rabbi Yona explains that because the Apikorsim held that there were two separate gods. There was a deity of the day and a deity of the evening. And they really held that there wasn't one god who was in control of everything. And to show that we don't hold like the Apikorsim, we're davening to the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in the morning at night, and therefore in the morning when we're davening to Hashem, we're mentioning the night to show that it's the same God. At night when we're davening to Hashem, we mention the morning to also to show that it's the same God. So says the Gemara, oh, that's a beautiful concept, but do we actually find that? So Bishlam Amidas Laila Biyom Kadamrinan Yotzer Avorei Choshech. That's how we mention the night during the day. Elamidas Yom Balayla Hechimish Kachasla, but where do we ever mention the day during the night? Amar Abaya Golel Or Mimnei Choshech VeChoshech Mimnei Or, because it says Or Mimnei Choshech VeChoshech Mimnei Or, so we do mention Or even at night. So it's a kiyum in that inyan. The Idach Ma'i and the other Birchas Kriyashma before Kriyashma in the morning. What is it? So the first bracha is Yotzer Or. The second bracha, which one is it? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Avaraba, V'chein Orilei Rabbi Lazar L'Raptos Berei Avaraba. So it's the bracha of Avaraba. Tani Nami Achi, Ein Omrim Avas Olam Ela Avaraba. They didn't like Nusach Sfar, they liked Nusach Ashkenaz. Rabbanan Amri Avas Olam, and the Chachamim Lei Daven Sfar. So they said Avas Olam. V'chein Hu Omer, and it also says in Pasuk, V'Avas Olam Avticha Alchein Mishachticha Chased. And avas olam avticha, and therefore I have drawn unto you chesed, I have drawn unto you kindness. And Tosfa says, because we have some of the rabbis teaching us that we should say Avaraba, some teaching us that we should say Avasolam, therefore, Ilkach Tchina Lomer B'Shachros, Avaraba V'Arvis Avasolam. Therefore, B'Shachros, we say Avaraba, according to Tosfa Zamar, and we say Avasolam. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hishkim Lishanos, if a person gets up to learn Achalo Kara Kriyashma, and he hasn't yet read Kriyashma, Tzarek Levarech, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. Mishakara Kriyashma, when a person has already read Kriyashma, ain't Tzarek Levarech, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Shekvar Niftar Ba'Avaraba, because he already said Avaraba, and therefore he's going to be potter from making the Birchas HaTorah, because we talk a lot about the Torah in Avaraba. So we're going to get to this Tosfos here. There's a fundamental Tosfos we'll get to in a couple of lines. So Amar Rav Huna leMikra tzarech levarech uleMidrash ain tzarech levarech. If you're going to learn Mikra, if you're going to learn the just Torah, then you're going to have to make a bracha to Torah. But to learn Medrash, you're not going to have to make a bracha. Rav Elazar Amar leMikra leMidrash tzarech levarech leMishnah ain tzarech levarech. Rav Yochanan Amar af leMishnah nami tzarech levarech av leTalmud ain tzarech levarech. You don't need a bracha to Torah on Talmud. Rav Amar af leTalmud tzarech levarech. No, you even have to make a bracha the Torah when you learn Gemara. Demar Rav Chiya Barashi Zimnin Sagiyan Avi Kamdeh Kameh Derav Lesnuye Pirkin B'Sifra Debei Rav. He was going to give a Gemara Shir. Havi Maktim Kamashi Yodi Yubarei Chamasi La Pirkin. And he would first wash his hands. He would make the Berchaz HaTorah. And then he would say the Shir. Rashi explains that you have to make a Berchaz HaTorah on the Gemara because Gemara is the Iker learning. Why? Because it's from the Gemara that we learn the Halacha. Because the Gemara reconciles the Stiras and actually explains all of the Mishnayos. Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the reason that you make a bracha, Berchas HaTorah on Gemara is because Gemara includes, and we learn Medrash in Gemara, we learn Psukim in Gemara, it includes everything else that you would make a bracha on. That's why you have to make a bracha on Gemara. Tosfos over here says that Tosfos over here, we don't have time to read it inside because I want to get to the end of the daf, and we only have a couple of minutes left. But Tosfos says that yes, you can be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah by saying Birchas Kriyashma. In other words, you won't have to make a Birchas HaTorah if you've actually said the Birchas. If you've actually said the Birchas Kriyashma, if you're learning immediately after, then you don't have to make a bracha. However, if you were going to learn later in the day, then you would have to make a separate Birchas HaTorah. And so Tosfos then launches into a discussion. Granted, that's only by Avaraba, which is not the Iker Birchas HaTorah, that it only works if you want to learn immediately after. However, by a regular Birchas HaTorah, let's say I make it in the morning, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I decide I want to learn. Why is Torah different from Sukkah, is the example Tosfos gives? For example, on Sukkah, if I go into the Sukkah and I eat breakfast, I have to make a Leish HaBes Sukkah. Then I go in again and I eat lunch, I have to make another Leish HaBes Sukkah. How come by Torah, every time I learn Torah, I should have to make a new bracha? Tosfos' answer is that by Torah, I'm not Mesiach Das from the learning at all, because I'm always thinking about the learning, unlike by eating. When I'm eating, I'm thinking about eating, but I'm not thinking about eating food all day. Whereas by Torah, you're supposed to always be thinking about Torah, so there's never supposed to be a Hesach Hadas. Therefore, once in the morning, and if you make the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even if you then get up to learning all the way at the end of the day, still the bracha that you made in the morning is going to be satisfactory. That's going to be sufficient. You're not going to have to make another bracha. Tosfos then says, why don't we make a bracha? Because he's talking about sukkah anyway. He says, so we make a bracha leishen basukkah when we're going to eat. There's also a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. How come you don't make a bracha leishen basukkah to sleep in the sukkah? So Tosfos gives a famous answer, because you can't make a bracha leishen basukkah because you're never sure that you're going to fall asleep. And the bracha is to actually fall asleep in the sukkah. So if you make the bracha leishen basukkah and then you don't fall asleep, then it might be a bracha levatala. So some of the achronim ask, how about the brachas hamapil? So when you make a bracha hamapil, also you're going to be going to sleep. What happens if you have trouble falling asleep? So they say, no, hamapil is not a bracha on the sleep. Hamapil is a bracha shevach vodah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us in the position where we can go to sleep every night, and we wake up in the morning, our neshama's back, it's really a miracle. But unlike the bracha of Lishen Basuka, which is a bracha on the Maisa Shena, therefore we can't make that bracha because we're never sure that we're actually going to fall asleep. All right, so let's cover a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Mai Mavarech, what is the Birchas HaTorah? Am Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedishunim, Mezozov, Izivonu, Lasek, Bidivari Sora, Rav Yochanan, Messiah, Bahachi, Harevna, Hashem, Elokeinu, Zivari, Tarasach, Befinu, Fiyah, Samcha, Beis Yisrael, Vinyan, Nachna, Vizaseinu, Vizaseinu, Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Kolon. Lona Yedder Shmecha Vaskei Torasecha Baruch Atah Hashem Melami Torah Lama Yisrael Rav Amnuna Amar Shabar Chabani Mikol Amim Venasolano Sarasa Baruch Atah Hashem Nosen HaTorah Amar Rav Amnuna Zui Meula Sheba Brachos. This is the Meula Sheba Brachos. Why? Because in Tosfos that Rashi explains, this is the Meula Sheba Brachos. Why? Because it praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. It praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it praises Klal Yisrael, it praises the Torah. Hilkach Lemrinu Lekulu. Therefore we should say all of these brachos. So our nusach for the Birchas HaTorah is when we say all of these brachos combined. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the two dots tomorrow, because we're going to start a new sugya all about the procedure of the Birchas Kriyashma in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim used to say. So we'll pick up from the two dots, God willing, tomorrow.